everybody. Welcome to Sturkers and Radar Uncut, a monthly podcast brought to you by Pig.
Fly your best, Victor Perez's.
Listen, we're going to have all our chat radar. We're going to talk about your Christmas in Oz. We're going to talk about the Hero Cup. We're going to talk about John Rahm. We've got lots to get through on this month's pod. But we're going to start with a bang. We're going to start with a little bit of sparkle because we have a very, very special guest on our podcast this month. He's everybody's favorite TV judge. He's one of my favorite human beings. A very warm welcome to Mr. Anton de Beck.
Let me tell you, you are just, you're like a warm bath is what you are. I lie there and you sort of wash over me in a luxuriant. It's so gorgeous. And your voice.
Your radar.
You, radar, an elegance of walk.
I've never had a bath.
To him. Stands out in the rain. It's almost as good.
Anton, come on, be honest. We play golf in the summer. You have a man crush on Radar, don't you? You have a proper man crush on the crazy Australian.
I can't help it. He's just such an attractive man. And I don't know what it is. He wears that hat at a jaunty angle. I always like a hat at a jaunty angle. You've only got style if you wear a hat on an angle. And he's so brilliant at it. I mean, I don't want to say it because he's here, but genuinely speaking, we've heard lots of on-course commentators over the years, and he takes it to a new level. When he speaks, you listen, and that's all you can ask for, isn't it, really? And it also comes from a place of, he's done it. He's won trophies. He's been in Terrible Lies. He's duck-hooked it into the lake. He's edit out the neck. He's done all of that, so he knows exactly what's going on. He knows exactly how they feel, and he's walked with all the giants. He's the man, let me tell you.
You're an absolute diamond, and I thank you ever so much.
And so, do you know how dangerous this is? Do you know how big his head is already? Do you know how much bigger it's going to be after this podcast?
My head won't fit in that bloody head.
Anyway, look, we really appreciate you coming on. I've been trying to get you on our show actually for a while, but you're so busy. You're so in demand. It's hard to track you down, isn't it? You're all over the shop.
Well, it's been busy. It's been lovely, though. It's what I call good busy. We came out of the last series of Strictly Come Dancing, which was epic and brilliant. I thought it was just a great series. And then during that time as well, I was off doing Panto as well. Now I'm on the road at the moment doing the Strictly Live tour, the arena tour. So we're doing that at the moment, going around the UK. And that's great fun and great crowds. It's all about the audiences, really. We're in the arenas, and there's 8,000 and 9,000 people all loving the show. All the people that can't get tickets for the television show come to the arena show and see a number of the, what I call the greatest hits of the show. It's just great. When anybody loves something as much as people love Strictly, and same with golf, really. It's all, you're all in a room together having a great time, and that's the most important thing.
It's mad, isn't it? I was lucky enough when I met you, didn't I? Strictly, I was part of the audience a couple of years ago, and it's like it is incredible the popularity of the program. What do you think is the magic? Is it just that ultimate feel good on a Saturday night? Is it just that kind of warm, fuzzy feeling that it gives everybody? Let's be honest, in quite tough times.
Well, yes, all of the above, really. It's just the best of the best. It's like when you walk through, up Magnolia Drive and you're going up towards the Masters. It's a bit like that, in a sort of an analogy like that. It's the best. Everything is immaculate. Everything is brilliant. The pros are amazing. The band are incredible. The singers are fabulous. The judges are fantastic. The hosts are wonderful. The frocks are great. Everything about the show is as good as it gets in the land of telly. And we also have that wonderful thing of longevity as well. We've been going a while now, so people know the show. They have their favourites. They immerse themselves in the show. It goes on for a time. But I think the most important thing is that the audience get involved and they judge on Saturday night. They save their favourites or they don't vote for people and all of that. And it all adds to the melting pot. And then you get that wonderful real, I'm going to use the word journey now, but you get that wonderful journey, that real life thing where people are improving, and then any minute now could be the end. You do a great number, but it doesn't guarantee you success. You could still get voted off at the weekend, on that night. So it is all of the above, really, but it's just brilliant.
It is magical. Radar, you can bust a few moves on the dance floor, can't you? You've got some shapes.
Only when I'm pissed. But the thing is, Anton, yeah, I don't mind a little things. I don't mind a little sing song and a jive around the place. I absolutely love it. The questions I want to ask you, born in Sevenoaks.
Yeah, I did a massive competition a few years back, or a number of years back now, over in Melbourne, the Australasians, I think they called it. Huge competition at the Velodrome in Melbourne. Melbourne's a hell of a place. It's fantastic. Sydney also. I love Sydney. And it's just so far away. And it was a huge competition. Massive over there. My partner, Erin, who I danced with for 25 years, she's a Kiwi. She's, I mean, of your ilk and of that neck of the woods. But she went from New Zealand over to Australia and spent about 18 months living and working there on her dance, and eventually moved over to the UK. But great part of the world for dance, Australia. Absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it is. You're right. It is a long time, a long, long way away. But where did your journey with playing golf start? Because you're a very accomplished golfer yourself.
Well, it's very kind of you. I remember being at a dance school in Sevenoaks, just as a 14-year-old or something like that. And there was a gentleman there, much older, I mean, with his wife, and they used to go dancing socially on a Wednesday evening. And after about 18 months of being there, he said to me, why don't you come and play golf? He's a keen golfer. He said, why don't you play golf? And I came from a sort of, you know, a sort of working class background, and we didn't play golf. My mother's Spanish, my father's Hungarian. We didn't play golf, and I said, "Oh, okay, I'd love to." And I got he found me a couple of golf clubs out the back of his garage, and this, and I just went and played golf with him, and I was instantly hooked. Instantly, I loved it, and. We used to watch on the television, we used to watch two things. We used to watch the Masters, the last nine of the Masters, as we all did. Anybody of my era would have done that.
Yes, yes.
And I used to watch the Suntory World Match Play at Wentworth in the autumn. Oh,
yeah.
Oh, stop me now. Just
Norman Lyle days.
Oh, Lyle and that Lyle. People forget that Lyle and Faldo had a real sort of rivalry back in the day before they suddenly went off and won majors. And I think it really got underneath Nick's skin that Sandy went on and won the Open before he won a major. I think that really irked him.
Yes.
But that was all part of the match play. And I used to look at Wentworth and think it was like a bit of heaven. I had three ambitions in my life. Ridiculous. Young ambition. I wanted to become a member at Wentworth. I wanted to buy a Ferrari. But the one that Thomas Magnum used to drive. You remember that one? I wanted that
the
Ferrari.
The little 308.
Oh, don't.
Was it the 308?
Yeah, I get a little flutter even now. And I wanted to own a Louis Vuitton golf bag. Oh, those are my early ambitions in life. Now, of course, I've got to an age where I could probably get one of the 308s, but don't in case I have a midlife crisis. And the Louis Vuitton golf bag, I think we've parked that. But I am now a member at Wentworth Golf Club, and I tell you,
there you go.
That's one of my greatest sort of, I don't know, achievements in my own personal sort of, when I think back to when I was young, that I'm so proud of, really, because it is heaven. It's heaven on earth, Wentworth. Yeah. You're walking up certainly in the autumn. Yeah. I love autumn. I love the autumn and spring. I love my favourite. And you walk up those fairways. And I remember that time when Seve was about to hit a shot into, I think he was into the 13th, and somebody was chatting in the crowd. He says, I know you're nervous, but he said, so am I. Oh, and everyone cried loud, and he whoosh, six iron, whoosh into the green, and found it. I have to be honest with you, I love it.
That is one of the greatest golfing moments of all time. And when we go and play golf, well, that's where Sarah, yourself, and I will play, and we're going to get another victim, because I only live around the corner. I live just up the road in Sunningdale, dodgy end.
Dodgy? Did you say dodgy?
He doesn't live behind those gates, those flash gates.
Yeah. Yeah, but Wentworth, yeah, it's absolutely marvellous. I mean, yeah, congratulations, you got your membership there. You don't need a Louis Vuitton golf bag, because you can always buy a Ping, and they are much better golf bags than Louis Vuitton golf bags.
Well said, Radar. So when are we playing then? Are we going to get a date in the summer?
Oh, we'll do it. And we'll put it on Instagram, the scores, the whole lot. So stay tuned, everyone.
Exactly. And ladies and gentlemen, can I just say, and Radar, I think you might have seen, and you know, he'll love me for saying this, and I said it to you when we played in the Rose Lady series, didn't we, Anthony?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
That's a
You have a very silky swing, if I do say so myself.
Say it again.
It's a very silky swing.
It's very attractive. Not massively efficient, but it's very attractive.
It's very attractive. It's the hips, isn't it? The hips and the timing and the rhythm. It's just, I mean, you've just got it down.
The hips don't lie, baby. Let me tell you.
Anton, who would you like out of the commentary team that you here to play with to make the fourth?
I tell you who I like. I've played a bit of golf with Incy. Incy is a lovely golfer. She's a lovely golfer. But I think we should. Why don't the three of us take on Anthony Wall?
Gotcha.
Okay.
Got it. He's in this hotel where I am now in Dubai. He's here somewhere, haunting someone's room.
Wandering around it. Any one of these rooms is mine. I just can't remember which one. It's a terrible memory.
We'll get Anthony. We'll do it.
It'd
be terrific.
Because you're off two, aren't you, Anton? And you were giving me some, you were giving me some swing tips. I don't know if, I mean, you know, it's a podcast. It's obviously after the watershed. We can, you know, you were giving me some nice swing tips and it involved a certain part of my, and are we allowed to say there's a certain part of my anatomy and, you know, it helped me.
I've always found, just so everyone knows, I didn't do any hands-on action, just so you know, it's all words. And I've always found that one of the worst things you can ever do, really, unless someone's having an absolute terrible day, is give them swing tips on a golf course. It's like the worst thing in the world. But if they're having, it don't help. But unless they're having a shocker and it's something simple, like you're aiming in the trees, I don't know if you know that. Let's try and aim over it, like down the course somewhere. So it's a very simple thing. But I had a wonderful dance teacher years ago, and he used to use very simple language, very simple methods. And it was all picture stuff you could see, because you've got all the technical information you're ever going to need. Everybody has. They play golf or dance for years, and you've got all that information in the back of your head. You can't apply all that. Just need a big thing, something simple, like close your left eye or something like that. And I could see that you weren't turning at all, And I thought, what could I? It's just a little tip I thought that might help you. And I noticed that the right side of your body would be helped if it turned towards the target as you were swinging through the ball. And bear in mind, if you weren't having a terrible day, I wouldn't have said anything. But I thought it would be of great assistance to you if you could turn the right particular area, the bit that was just tucked by your bicep, your right bosom. If you could point that towards the target whilst you're hitting the ball, you would have you'd have a much better day. And I have to say, as soon as you turned your right boot forward and pointed it towards the target, you hit the ball beautifully.
I did. So every time I play now, when I go to the range, all I think about is right boob. And it works.
Fantastic stuff.
See, if this was 1975, we could do 10 minutes on this.
Yeah.
But we can't do that anymore.
We can't do that. We'll move on. I did. But thank you. It was much appreciated.
But how did you play?
Really well.
There you go. Simple method. Sometimes simple language is the best.
Exactly. Because you play, I mean, honestly, when you're, I know you're a very busy man, you've got, you know, your books, you're touring, you've got the Strictly Come Dancing tour now, you're touring with Giovanni as well.
Yeah.
You've got a family, you're a very busy man. How often, honestly, do you get to play?
Well, it's one of those things where I get a bit of a run of it and then I don't play at all for ages. And I get a bit of a run of it and I don't play at all for ages. So if I can get out, when I'm actually, I've got some time off and I'm, you know, the children go off to school and then up to the golf club. So I'll do that as much as I can, really, three times a week sometimes, four times a week if I can. I whiz up and I'm terrible at booking games. So I whiz up and I see if there's anyone around. If not, I jump in the buggy or I have wander and I go and play on my own and just tinker and play. But I just love being out. I'll tell you what it is, the big thing as well, is being outdoors, and Radar will know this. Yeah. There's no better walk than walking around a lovely golf course. And you have the seasons to watch change, and the colours of the trees, and One of my favourite times of the year is when the bluebells come out. And it's just this bed of bluebells in amongst the woods and the trees. It's beautiful and heavenly. And sometimes I'll just walk and just enjoy the scenery and hit the ball. I often did it when I was learning my script for the panto, I was doing it sort of November time, early, end of October, November. I'd go around and play golf and I'd take the script with me. I shot 74. I didn't even think about a golf swing. 2 over par, thank you very much. Reading my lines. And it's a great, wonderful place to be. I love being there. A lot of what I do is indoors, either in a television studio, in a theatre, or the arenas as we are now, and driving and travelling about. So to get outdoors and do this is a real highlight of my day.
For those of you who don't play golf, and I know a lot of you watch golf and don't play, you come up to me all the time when I'm out on the golf course doing my job for Sky Sports. Play, give it a go, because it's a place that we are so very lucky to sniff the golfing air. It is just an amazing place to be as a golf course. That's what makes it the greatest game of all. There are other great games, yes, I know that. But man against the elements with a little white ball looking up and telling you what you are, there's no game like it.
Absolutely right.
Exactly. Anton, have you been to that? Tell me about your golfing kind of watching. I know you watch a lot on TV, but your sort of golfing experiences. Have you done a Ryder Cup? Have you done Masters? Have you been to the Open?
Yes, I have. All of the above. I went to the Ryder Cup when Sam Torrance was the captain, the one that was delayed a year. We went to the Belfry and watched that. That was epic. The only problem with watching golf live is, of course, you only get to see one. You can stay in one place and see people go past, but you know, when it gets to the, you know, you want to be able to see everything. So that's why coverage on the television is so brilliant. You guys do it so well. I went to the 2012 Masters. If you're going to go to one, let me tell you to people, I mean, everybody who's watching this will probably be a golf fan, but so they'll probably go, okay. But if you can and you get the opportunity, and if you're going to go to one sporting event in your life, make it the Masters. There is no event like it. It is phenomenal. Everybody's wonderfully behaved. You go and buy a sandwich in one of the concessions, right? And it doesn't cost you £74 for a wafer thin piece of bacon or ham in a piece of bread that's a foot fat. It's none of that. You end up having to take some of the filling out because there's too much. And it costs you £1.50. It costs you nothing. It doesn't cost you any money. Is that all you want? Yeah, that's all I want. Are you sure? Yeah, that's all I want. Yeah. Okay, fine. And this thing is like a fist. It's astonishing. They serve beer till 5 o'clock and then they stop. You can buy anything all day long. And you walk. If you get caught running, you get told off. We were sitting by the 11th green, the 10th green, right? And then somebody hit a shot and got on, moved on to the 11th. And some people were on the bank. As you look at the green from the fairway on the right-hand side, there's the bank. We're sat there on the bank watching these shots come in. And then some guy to my left, he lay down on the ground. And one of the security guards, one of the fellas, rangers, whatever, walks up to him and he said, "Are you all right, sir?" He went, "Yeah, no, I'm fine, sorry." He said, "Oh, don't lie down." He said, "Could you sit up?" He said, "Do you mind?" He went, "Oh, I'm terribly sorry." He sat up. There's no bad part. If you act badly or shout or do any of that nonsense, then there's no fuss. You just get led off. They don't even ask you to leave. They'll escort you off very politely, but you ain't coming back anytime soon, let me tell you. And it's hilarious. It's so brilliant. And the golf is
hilarious.
It's so fabulous. There's no one on the course apart from the players and the caddies. So even Radar can't get on in this role as king of golf.
Oh, we're working on it, Anton. We're working on it.
Well, you're the only one I want. If it's anybody else, I'm interested. You, and it's that. You haven't got trucks and trolleys and fellas and guys with this. And I mean, I know it all adds to the coverage, but Jesus Christ, it's like a free-for-all on the fairway. Not sure which way it's a player.
Yeah.
And it is a bit of a mecca of golf. And I have to tell you, there is no sporting experience like watching. So we went in 2 days. And watched 2 days on TV. So we went on the first day on the Saturday. So we watched them all going off, and then watched the thing the first day, and then you want to be there for the Saturday. because on the Friday you watch it, so who's going to make the cut and all that sort of stuff. And then, I'm talking rubbish. We went on the Friday because I see who's making the cut, and we went on the Sunday to see who's going to. We're round the green. You put your chair. Oh, you put your chair in. Let me tell you this. You get your chair. You buy
Adam
your chair.
Adam Scott.
Oh, come on! And then you whack.
Was it Bubba. Adam Scott?
Bubba, hook it round a tree.
Bubba, was it? Was that the one? Where, was that the win? Round the tree.
Yeah,
we're on the fifth tee watching somebody hit off the fifth tee on a par three, and suddenly there's this roar from over the right side, and Louis just holds his second shot in a second. Ridiculous! It's 60 yards to the left of the flag, and it trundles all the way down, and plop goes in the hole. Unbelievable! They went bad. So you get your chair first thing in the morning. You walk in, it's still misty. You whiz it down by the side of the 18th green, plonk, you chuck it there, and you wander off. You come back 4 o'clock in the afternoon, your chair's there. Somebody might be sitting there and go, excuse me, sir, that's my chair. They go, oh, do apologise, thank you for letting me borrow it. Off he goes. It's like unbelievable. It's amazing. Yeah, it's amazing.
It's incredible.
There's no other place like it. There's no argy bargy. Sporting events are sort of spoilt a bit it depends on your flavour, of course, by sort of that excessive alcohol, and it all gets a bit rowdy and unnecessary, etc., etc. Because people can't control themselves when they have a couple of sherbets, and it all gets a bit messy. You don't get any of that there. If you just a bit like me, like to wander around in a cashmere jumper and watch a bit of golf, then that's the one for you.
It is, and the caddies with the white overalls and top. Everything about, you know, the green jackets walking around with dandruff on the shoulders. There's nothing quite like the whole thing.
It's lovely. It is.
Sarah and I'll be there in a couple of months.
Well, I'll be watching you from home. Don't worry about that. You can give me a wave, and I'll be waving back because I get up, I plonk on the sofa, I flick on the telly, and I'm there.
You're right. It's there's like nothing else. The first time I went there, you're just completely blown away, aren't you? Can I just say as well, I'm loving your enthusiasm. I think you need to join us in the Sky Sports commentary box, Anton.
Brilliant.
Yeah, I went to the Open. Let me tell you this. I went to the Open, and the Open was great. I love the Open. It's, you know, it's that old, the full bit. It's proper, and it the links bounce it there, run it up there. I played my best golf on Lynx Golf. Isn't that funny? I don't hit the ball very high. I'm a bit of a scuttler. And so a links is great for me. And I went to the Open at Hoylake, the last one I went to. And, I mean, that was amazing. Watching Tiger. I was on one of the tees, and I watched Tiger come through. And, you know, 5 minutes before he arrived, there was commotion. And I said, what's going on? There must be something going on over there. What's happened there? My son must have lost the ball. It wasn't that. It was just Tiger walking from the previous green up towards this tee. I mean, it's like nothing else. It's like nothing else. It's a bit like when I come through the high street in Nottingham, I have to be honest, when Strictly's on tour.
It's like when you walk down the stairs on set, Strictly Come Dancing, when the judges walk down the stairs.
Very much like.
The same.
Can you imagine what that must be like being Tiger Woods? I've been very fortunate, as you have, to have followed his career. You know, I never got to see, you know, the Hogans and all these great players, and, you know, none of us did. And I followed a bit of Jack, but we didn't get a lot of coverage, so we didn't see a lot of Jack. And I know Gary Player a little bit because he's a lot to do with Wentworth. So Gary's just an inspiration, wonderful man. And I love all the history of it, all of that sort of stuff. And my pal and I, we still get into this thing. Who's the greatest golfer? I always go Jack, and he goes Tiger. Jack, four blokes used to win tournaments in the old days. Anyone can win them these days. All of that. We have all of that. I say, yeah, but he's hitting with a stick and a terrible ball and all that. You know, you can't bend a ball nowadays. In the old days, you didn't get it right. Went sideways. All of that. We have all of these arguments, as everyone does. But we followed Tiger's career from the moment he stood there, shot 40 on the first nine at the Masters, right, and then 30 on the back, and never looked back from there. I mean, it has been a hell of a thing, hasn't it? It has been such. He had a shot a few years ago, not that long ago, 4 or 5 years ago, where he stood on the right hand side of the fairway, might have been in the rough, could have even been actually, I think he was in a fairway bunker, and he bent this thing from left to right, and it hit the green.
I was there.
Oh,
it was in Mexico.
And it hit the green left, spanned sideways to the hole, and it almost went in. Who does that? Who plays that shot?
No, it was unbelievable. It was. I was there, and I was saying, "Where's he aiming?" And he wiped across this ball, and he put spin on it like you cannot believe. It was like a frisbee flying down the green. I looked at him, and he looked at me. He gave me a smirk, and I just, I just wanted to bow. I mean, it was it was phenomenal. It was in Mexico City. It was there. Bizarre,
stunning,
stunning.
Think he'll win again, Anton?
Do you know, it's that classic thing. I think he's got the game. I think he can win anywhere he plays, really, if he puts his mind to it. I just don't think he can walk. You give him a hill, he can barely make it up to the first tee. And he's not going to do it 4 days in a row, that's for sure. He's the legs have gone. So he's still got the game. If he can get on a buggy, I think he wins. But he won't get on a buggy. He won't do anything that's not a traditional way of doing it. If he's not in the proper and right way of doing it, he won't do it. But I hope he carries on playing, certainly. Even if he plays two rounds of, you know, and then withdraws or something. I don't mind, because I just like to see him stood there hitting a ball.
Yeah. Well said.
Definitely. Well said. Listen, we're just about out of time, but can I just say it's been an absolute pleasure to
Brilliant.
Have you on.
Really good. My pleasure. I can talk about golf all day.
I know. Yeah. It's fantastic.
Magic.
Can I just say, you are my favourite judge on TV.
Well, you can.
You are just, you're a joy. I miss you on the dance floor, but I do love you.
Well, I love it.
You do though, don't you? You've really found your, I'm chuffed for you. You're a gent, and I think you've really found a very happy place, haven't you, on that judging panel?
Well, it's lovely to have done it. You know, being in the position where I've done it for so long, and then being able to talk about it, a bit like radar, really. I mean, it's like not an extended career or another go, but you're able to do... The thing is, when you've done something for a long time, the one thing you want to be able to do is talk about it. And it's the loveliest thing. So I've done it all, like, you know, just keep saying like radar, and, you know, you've done it all. And now you get the opportunity to tell people about it, and not just about you. You don't say, oh, yeah, when I did that. It's not about that. It's just about understanding what they're doing, what they're trying to do, and then explaining it, and then saying, well, if you keep your left arm up there a bit more, you'll get a bit more of that out of it, actually.
Yeah.
And your right arm. And I love it. I love it, and I love talking about it, and I love doing it still.
But there's a lovely warmth, there's a lovely empathy, I think, for, you know, let's be honest, some of the celebs who go on can't dance, and there's an empathy there from you, there's an understanding, and a lovely, always a lovely balance with humour. So I think, a joy to watch.
Thank you, my love.
We love you, Anton. We love you. And thank you for joining us on Stokers and Radar. And in the summer, me, you, Radar and Anthony Wall will be tackling Wentworth.
Good on you, Anton. Absolute pleasure, mate. You're a diamond.
Thank you, my loves. Thank you so much. Great to see you.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have Anton on the pod. As I said, I've been trying to get him for a while. He is a diamond, isn't he, Radar? An absolute diamond.
He is, I've met him. Pro-Am at Wentworth, the BMW PGA before, and, you know, he's just a fantastic guy, and his golfing knowledge is, obviously, he loves it. He's a golf tragic, and that's what we want. He's a beautiful guy, and I'm so much looking forward to that game now. When's it happening? Do it soon.
Well, we'll have to get our diaries out and get it penciled in.
I'll have to get down to Fox Hill and start clipping a few, because I'll tell you what, if he plays off two and he's shooting 74, I'm a little worried.
He's very handy, a very tidy golfer. And I'm looking forward to seeing that bromance develop as well. So can't wait for that in the summer. So thank you, Mr. Anton de Beck. That was a treat. Now, Radar, a lot's been happening, obviously. John Rahm, I mean, I know you're a massive, you've always been a huge fan of Rahm. I think I remember covering 2017, Radar, his first win on the PGA Tour, the Farmers. And at that point, you knew there was something special. It was funny. I did a column, actually, for Golf Monthly recently on Rahm. And I was saying, there's something magical about him, but for me, it's the strength and power with the long game combined with the absolute finesse and artistry with the short game. I just think is sublime. But it's that competitor radar, isn't it? For you, when you see Rahm at his best, what do you see?
I see someone who's knows exactly how the ball is going to fly, and that is from left to right. 95% of the time. And if you know exactly what the ball is going to do and how it's going to react, well, you're one step in front of everyone else. Rory's the same, but Rory's the other way, a little bit soft right to left. And that's what makes these guys so very good. Rahm stands closer to any to the golf ball than I've ever seen anyone stand, which, you know, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, don't go to the range and start trying that. It just comes naturally to him. He stands pretty upright, slight bend of the knees, and his hands are so very close to his belt buckle. And then he just picks it up, kind of lays it off, bow left wrist, and just crunches on it. Look, he's a big guy, and you have to be so very strong to play that way. And look, God bless his parents, because I wouldn't have liked to have, when he was growing up, had to pay for the food that he eats, because I tell you, I bet he eats like a horse, because he's just so very strong. And he's great for our game, so very good for our game. And we're in for a wonderful year this year with Scottie Scheffler, with Spieth. I think he's going to have a great year. JT's going to have a great year. Rory, will he get that green jacket? Let's hope so. But Rahm, he is in the mix this year. I think he might add to his one US Open victory in his major count.
Totally agree. Four wins in his last six starts, back to back on the PGA Tour. I mean, I was doing that first week back, the tournament champions in Hawaii, Morikawa. You know, if there's one guy you don't want breathing down your neck, it's John Rahm. And there was no way he thought, he went out, he's like, yeah, there was a massive gap at the top of the leaderboard that he had to try and close down Morikawa. And he did. He was just sensational on that Sunday, that competitive edge. And he talked about it, actually, just a quick line on, he was talking about the late, great Kobe Bryant. He was a big inspiration to him. And he was saying they had the kind of same obsessional mythology towards their sport. And that's what John Rahm is. He sort of encapsulates that complete passion and obsessional behavior towards golf. And, you know, he has a great work-life balance, if you like. He's got two young kids now. But inside the ropes, I just see him as the ultimate competitor. And I totally agree. I think he'll be absolutely adding to his major tally this summer, without doubt.
Yeah.
Now, Dubai, Rory and Patrick Reed, a little bit of a tea incident on the range. What have you heard?
We've heard that. Whether it's true or not, I don't know. Whether there was a tea flying around, but I heard that sort of Reed kind of wanted Rory to sort of acknowledge him, you know. And I heard that. This is what we're hearing, that Rory just, well, off he went. And Rory's that sort of guy, you know. You upset Rory, Rory's the ultimate competitor, you know. That's the way it is. Look, I'm strutting around, I'm world number one, but Rory is a diamond guy. He's just, you know, a wonderful guy. But you know, you don't want to upset a great player. You didn't ever want to upset Tiger Woods, Jack Nicklaus, Sebby. You don't want to upset them, because they've got that competitiveness in them, and Rory's got that. And if you've wound him up a little, well, good on you, Patrick. You know, you want to go? See ya. But the ultimate feeling is, you know, you want to go, but don't start coming around here now. Even though you've got to look at it, and these guys are exempt to be in here. So which way you look at it, you don't know. But you know, you want to take the money and go there? Well, go there. Don't come here.
Exactly. Listen, Anton could have filled 2 hours on our podcast, so we've just got time for Give Me a Clue Who at the end of this month's episode. Always a little firm favourite with us now. It's getting a little close and competitive.
It's so, all square, isn't it, Muzzy?
It is all square. 3.5 each with 3 episodes to go.
I don't know how you've closed me down, Radar. Don't know how that's happened. Okay,
Muzzy. He's been revising.
He has been studying, hasn't he? He's been reading his quiz books. Okay, Muzzy, you all set?
Yep, all set. So for anyone new listening, it's 5 questions using the player's profile from the media guide. We write some questions to give you a chance and give you a clue who the player we're talking about is. So pens and paper ready. We'll go through all 5 and then we'll do the answers at the end. Question 1. This player is obsessed with Justin Bieber. They always wear blue trousers and a hot pink shirt on Sundays. They also have a successful social media career with their brother.
Obsessed with Justin Bieber. Got to get out more.
Do you know who Justin Bieber is?
Yeah, kind of.
Britney Spears is.
Jeez, I know who her dad is. Right, I've got no idea with that one, but I'll have a stab later.
I've got an answer, but I'm not confident.
Question 2. This player mastered golf practicing in a sheep pasture. Their father is a vicar, their mother a maths teacher, and brother a controversial character from 2016.
Got it.
Can you say that again for me, please?
No, that's it.
Have you got it, Radar?
Oh, I've got it, yeah. 100%.
Question number three. This next player enjoys horseback riding. Their dream four-ball is listed as Tiger Woods, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi. His father is his only ever coach.
Have you got that, Radar?
Yeah.
But you haven't.
You haven't. So number four, I'll come back at the end when we go through the answers. Number four, this player's auntie is a Hall of Famer. He also was an all-state ski racer in Vermont, has a superstition of marking his golf ball with a coin head up.
I know this.
Oh, right. Got it.
That's too easy, Muggsy. You need to toughen them up a bit.
No, he does not.
You got one out of you got one each last time.
Next.
This player has a twin who plays for the University of Georgia golf team. They travel to events with Coke products as they do not like Pepsi. They've had the same schedule this year as Radar.
How you doing, Circus?
I've definitely got one. What about you?
Well, if they're twins, you've just got to get one of them, haven't we? Just...
No, I mean, I've definitely got one answer out of the five.
No, I've got a couple. But the American that's here, American, they're on the same schedule as me. So they played the first... American played the first week.
Who's...
He didn't play the first
week. Who said they...
Let's not give him any more
who
time.
Who said they were American
this.
Is the let's last go, thing I'll let's say. Go let's go through some answers.
Muggsy, you're not supposed to say that. He was leading himself down
well,
the wrong path.
You
there.
Didn't have it either, let's be honest.
I've got it. Maybe. I'm not, maybe not.
Gotcha.
Whose side are you on, Muggsy?
Well, I'm always on the side of an underdog, so probably Raider.
Right, okay, let's go. Right. First one, I
question
haven't got
one.
A clue.
This player is obsessed with Justin Bieber and always wears blue trousers and a hot pink shirt on Sundays. They also have a successful social media career with their brothers. Radar?
Lexi Thompson.
Sturkers.
No, Minji Lee, but it's not.
It is from the PGA Tour, Wesley Bryan.
Oh.
The Bryan Bros.
He's obsessed with Justin Bieber.
According to his PGA Tour media guide profile, he listens to Justin Bieber in warm-up routines.
I knew about the blue trousers and the pink top, though. I should have got that.
No wonder his name's Wesley.
This player...
On your Wesley!
This player mastered golf practicing in a sheep pasture. Their father is a vicar, mother a maths teacher, and brother a controversial character from 2016. Sturkers.
I don't know. I should know it, but I don't.
That is Danny Willett.
The answer to that is Danny Willett.
Bollocks. I should have got that.
I didn't know the sheep pasture bit.
No, but I knew his dad was a vicar and his brother was a cop, wasn't he?
Yeah, his brother wrote the article in 2016. And I even put the word master in there for you. But anyway.
I know. Well, I got that
next.
Bit. But I just, anyway. All right, Radar. Getting all cocky in the corner.
Next.
The next player enjoys horseback riding. Their dream four ball is listed as Tiger Woods, Adam Scott, and KJ Choi. His father is his only ever coach. Radar.
Kim.
Which one?
Does it matter? Tom.
Sturkers.
Tom Kim.
if you've copied, you've shafted yourself. Oh. It is Siwoo Kim.
Oh,
is it? Oh, Jason. Oh, you could have gone. You didn't know it. You should have just gone some other Kim. Sturkers. Right, next.
This player's auntie is a Hall of Famer. He was also an all-state ski racer in Vermont. has a superstition of marking his golf ball head up? Stirkers, you said you had this.
Keegan Bradley.
Correct.
Correct. So that is currently 2-1 Radar.
Yeah.
So question number five. This player has a twin who also played for the University of Georgia golf team. They travel to events with Coke products as they don't like Pepsi. They've been on the same schedule as Radar so far this year. Radar?
Yeah, I'm going to give her a hint. Won the Honda and won the Honda in his Austrian.
Stracker.
That's my guess.
Sarah?
I actually wasn't going to say Stracker.
Well, you're saying Stracker?
No, I'm not. Are you saying Stracker?
I'm saying Stracker.
I'm saying Højgaard.
The correct answer is Sepp Stracker.
Oh, Alex! Radar's had a flyer!
He's got 3 out of 5 there. He suddenly won 3 episodes in a row to go 4.5, 3.5 in a lead.
Whoa, Radar!
You gotta get out more, girl. You gotta get out more on Stirkers and Radar, brought to you by Ping. Play your best, baby!
I'll have you next time.
Quite proud of myself now.
This has been a Monkey Pants Productions podcast.